We'll try b'ktzoro to go over the halachos of Dalet Minim, how to check them, what to check. I want to be magde. There's some things that are mamish halacha, that are ma'akev b'di'evet. There's some things that are considered chumris. Some things considered briske chumras, and some things considered dikdukim. Four different levels. And we'll try to go over what is the aloche, what is a chumre, what is a briske chumre, and what is a dikduk ba'alva. We'll start with the esrog. It says in the Torah, ulekachtem lochem bayoyim orishon pri eitzodom. Chazal darshan velokachtem lochem sheteye lekichotam, meaning a full lekicho tam sholem. But this is velokachtem lochem bayoyim arishon, the first day you have to have a full esrog. Can be a chosel dike esrog. On the first day it has to be a full esrog. Then is, ulakachtem lachem b'yom arishon pri eitz hodol. It's a halacha that is called hodol. Meikar hadin, the hodol has to be all of the 7 days, the esrog has to be hodol. Chosar is only possible on the first day in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz it's also in the second day of Yom Tov. Just the Achronim HaMeikel in Chosar on the second day of Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says the Ma'ase you have to be Machmir. Some sheet is hold only on the first day. But on the second day, Chazal will not machmur legabi de alochas of lochem of lekichotamo. The Mishnah Berurah is machria that you have to have a lekichotamo even in the second day. But legabi tzirufim, for different tzirufim, we make el in the second days. It's also negeya. We'll see Be'ez Hashem, if someone goes in Yerushalayim to the old city. Shita Sarambam, that the Mikdosh was not called Shiva. So it's two Zachim. Rambam is Mechadish, that even Bizman Hazeh doesn't mean Beis HaMikdosh, means the whole old city has a halacha that midairaisa, you have to take lulav 7 days. Not everyone is choshish to the Rambam, but some are choshish to the Rambam. After you choshish to the Rambam, as a machlekes, if in Beis HaMikdosh in the 7 days was the halachas like the first day by us, or it was the raisa in the 7 days. Maybe when people go to the old city, you have to know that even if you go in the middle of Sukkot, for sure it has to be lochem. But a lot of the meaning that are kosher in the whole world will not be kosher in Yerushalayim in the old city the whole 7 days. And all the other days, chosar is kosher. But the Mikroi Kodesh, where Pesach Tzvi Frank and the Meiri say that Lekatchile is a Hidu not to have chosar all of the 7 days. So Meikar Adin, chosar is possible only in the first day or second days in Chutz La'aretz. Lekatchile is the Inyan not to have chosar all of the 7 days. The second halacha is called Niklaf. What is Niklaf? It's Chosar and it's Niklaf. And I will explain. Niklaf, the Pirush HaMilas of the word Niklaf means peeled. You peel the apple. Niklaf. An Esrog has 4 levels. Has Mokim Azera. It's when you cut the Esrog to 2, you find inside the pits. Then, there's Bosor HaEsrog, white. Then you have light green. Then you have shiny. If you take an esrog and you cut into two, you look from the side, you'll see the middle part, you'll see where the pits are. Then you'll see the gufa esrog, the meat of the esrog that is white. Then when you go towards the end, is the peel, but it's not yet the shiny peel. You have the green area, and then you have a shiny peel on top of the whole esrog. And the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that what niklaf, the halacha is niklaf kuloi, is possible, but if it's not kuloi, if it's niklaf, it's kosher. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma, it's only if it's niklaf, the shiny. But if it's already niklaf into the green, even to the light green, it's already not good. Some understand that the Mishnah Berurah meant, no, the light green is also good, if it's not missing from the white. This is what they say, B'Shem V'Chazanish. The Ma'isa V'Machmer. So if it's only the shiny peel, it's okay. If it's already going in to the green, the Fidei Chazanish, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah has a Machlekes, and the Mishnah Berurah was Machmer or not. So you have to have a Meiro Eiro to ask. What I'm trying to say is not every time when it looks chosser, it means that it's chosser. Sometimes it's niklaf. It's something that they call a kvetch. Go to ask him, roi roi. He looks, no, a kvetch. What is a kvetch? A kvetch is, you take the esrog, you squeeze it almost like with your finger, with your nail, you give it a squeeze in. You don't peel out. No, you didn't scrape. You just gave it a push in. Kvetch. B'derech klal, it's kosher. Why? What happens there, it's not even chosah. It's the green, shiny peel gets squished into the esrog. But nothing is missing from the esrog. Even that niklaf is kosher, and here you have to know, if the esrog changed the shinui mare, and it changed the shinui mare le maris akshein. We'll learn soon what is maris akshein. The hainu was a little peel that got scratched off the esrog, kosher. But then what happens is the esrog starts to get brown. The Mishnah Berurah is like this. If it's in the top part of the esrog, b'diavad it's kosher, or b'lekatchila not to use it. If it turned to be black, like sometimes it happens, or white, it's possible. So the Mishnah Berurah learns, if you have a niklaf that caused the shinumare of a rotten, or white, it's possible, if it's on the top part. If it's brownish, Mishnah Berurah learns the katchila not to use it. If it's in the bottom part, so it's like a black dot, but one doesn't pass it, two or three, you could pass it already. But you have to know, a lot of times this will happen. Now, all of that is niklaf, the peel, the top peel, the shiny peel. Now is our lochev chosa. What is chosa? It's machlekes rishonim. If it's b'mashu, even if it's chosar mashu, it's pasul. Or if it's only ki'isar. Isar is bigger from a piece of rice. We are machmir that afilu b'mashu, the esrog is pasul. We are machmir that if the esrog is missing afilu mashu, it's chosar, pasul. Chazanish time is that even that mashu has to be that you could see it with regular eyes. Now you have to see it with a magnifying glass. Again, Chazanish says you could see it with your eyes even if you put it very close to the eye. Not like a black dot that we'll see later how you test it. Now, so we are machmir that chosar afilu mashu. What if you have a sofek chosar? The Mishnah Berurah says that it's kosher mitzad sfek sfek. Sofek if the shiur of chaser is mashu, and maybe it's keisa, and even if it's mashu, maybe it's not chaser. Rav Nissim Karelitz holds that you're allowed to put it in an aleph box when it's a sofek chaser. It's not a gezer. Why I'm saying that? A lot of times you go to the Meiroi, he will tell you that it's not good, it's a Sofek Chosr. But we have to know that the Mishnah Berurah says that it's okay. A lot of times you have a Sfek Sfeker. It's a Sofek if it's a Niklaf, and in the Niklaf you have a Sofek if it's a Chosr, and if it's a Sofek if it's a Masha. Now, what happens is to the Esrog is a very delicate fruit. When it's on the tree, is needles that give it a scratch, give it a bang. Becomes chosr. But it starts to get like a scar on top of the tree, and this later adds and turns within a cloud to become like a blattel. So you bring it to the Rav, and a lot of times it happens. I see a esrog, and it looks mamish that it got a scratch on the tree, a needle, something went in, and it already grew over. I take the magnifying glass and I look. And I see that it grew over, but in the middle yet, it didn't grow over yet. There I could see the green yet. So I know that this is a real chosam. A lot of Yisroigim are like that. You could see that something grew over the chosar, but when you look deep, you see that not all over, it regrowed again on top of the chosar. So then, it could be possible. The Mishnah Berurah says in Yom Tov Sheni you can make a brocha on an esrog that is chosar if it's not chosar ki'iso. Because you have sex vegan. So like maybe the shiur is ki'iso, and maybe Yom Tov Sheni chosar is not a chisor. Some poskim hold that if the chosar is on top of the esrog, and the edge, there, even b'mashehu we choishesh, because could be there the psul is not mitzad lekichotama. It's mitzad that is felt in hodor if it's chosar. We'll go weiter. The esrog has to be hodor. So I had a big suffix. Hodor goes lefi the person or lefi the world. So Bocher, he loves an esrog that looks like a tomato. One guy likes an esrog that looks like a cucumber, like you see in shul. One guy tries more to go like the watermelon kind. Oh, you go to the Navy and he tells you, Bochum come over with an esrog, you know. See this, you know, from guys come with this green esrog, looks like a Suffolk ball. He likes it. The Moshel, the Chassidim like galt. They pay a lot of money to have a galt on the esrog. That is because they don't want to touch the esrog. So, I had once a mice in my house. I had a friend learned in yeshiva, he went to him, he became busy with diamonds. So I would choose from an esrog. Every year he would land like, you know, a couple hours before Yonta to my house. And you know, every time, you know, offer, take out two esrogim, famous mice with the Ger Rebbe. It was a big seicha. One year, all of his esrogim mamish, like a shmita year. Because he went to the Rebbe, you know, what it be. So the Rebbe told him, every guy that comes over to you, give him two esrogim, send them over to me. I will tell him this one is better. So I'm going to have two esrogim, I show him. And I told him, I think this one is good. He told me, ach, shvach, this one. I thought, listen, I'm telling you, this is a nice esrog. It's a shvach esrog. I told him, listen, I work in diamonds. I'm telling you, this is nice. This is not nice. So I thought, maybe in diamonds you're a maven, and it's like, you know, I'm a maven. He said, beauty goes with you what the world thinks, not with you what the guy that lives in yeshiva thinks. So I went to ask the Gdolim. So the Shmir Shabbos told me, and I'm listening to Karelitz, so Yanke Fischer, and he goes with you what the guy likes. He does his Zekeli Van Veil. And Moshe Sternbuch said, you for sure go to feed the Mivinim and the Sroigim. Chaim Kras told me that he can't be Machriya the Shah. So Meir Shmulevi, the one who was the Makri here, he thought maybe it's stolen the Machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Aloch is, you know, 2 weeks ago, you go to the war, you find the Ifai Stoya. Choshak Tobo. Klez the Yerushalmi, what if she doesn't look nice? And that guy thinks that it's nice. It's a Dini Fastoya. You can't stop take someone. He says, I think it's nice. One man normal holds, see, he's Dini Fastoya. The other one holds, no, you have to ask the vote. He wanted to show too. I think maybe he's smoking to Mechalik. Now, I think even if we'll say that maybe it's totally in the person, it could be Nogia to Talis. The Chassidim thing that a Torah is very nice. Yeah? You're embarrassed to go to a shul if you don't have a Torah. If you have a Batish, you have in 2 places a Torah. A Litvishe doesn't want to wear a Torah. Dear Mistaber, maybe you can go and feed a person. To feed a crowd. And the Esrog is a svara to say that for sure you go to feed the Mevinim and Esrogim, not to feed a particular guy. Why? The best I want to give this hakdomah. Tastes in the beginning of Lulav Gozul. Rashi says, why, if it's not Hodol, it's not Pot Kosher, Zekeli Vanvei. Frank Tastes, Zekeli Vanvei is Ma'akiv B'diyevet. We never found Zekeli Vanvei Ma'akiv B'diyevet. Zok Tastes in the Esroig state pre eats Hodol. Here, the Chefsev, the pre has to be Hodol. This is the reason we're so much mahadar in Esrog. Why are we so much mahadar in Esrog? Because here the chefetz of the mitzvah is to make hodo. So the zekeli v'anveyu in Esrog is not the zekeli v'anveyu of tzitzis. Tzitzis is this to be a nice person. Here the zekeli v'anveyu says, pri eitz hodo. The pri eitz hodo has to be a nice pri. Person bought 2 esrogim. One is nice, one is less nice. What he has to give to his father? Hidu or kibud aveim? Shlom Zalman says you take the nice one to yourself, the shvacher one to your father. He says, maybe buy a shvacher esrog and buy your parents a couch for yontif. Sell your tefillin, go to the gbach and give your father a couch. Kibud aveim. The Torah says, your mitzvah comes first. Mamas. You could do is, you could go to give your father the nice one and go shake by your father. I want to make it clear, it's only if you pay for your own. If your father is giving you the money, for sure you buy the nice one and give it to him. Doesn't this get shy, yeah? But, so I said this story over, it was 17 years ago, I think, I said a story over this psak from Shlomo Zalman Neuerbach. I got a phone call from Lakewood. Someone heard that shiur. He told me he wants to ask me a shayla. He told me he buys challahs in Lakewood. There's a bakery there. I don't know if it exists yet. Still. But it's 2 kind of challahs. It's like square ones, they come like they bake them in a tin, and as gifloicha, as a you know, regular chalas. The ones that are made in a tin, like more have more gishmak, like oil or gishmak. So he buys every week 6 chalas like that. He went to that bakery in Lakewood, they sell it. He put all the 6 in the back of his boot in his car, and he's by the buying the other things there, salads, meats. Comes in Ingeman. And he wants to buy 3 Yishmael Kechalas. The guy said, we sold out. We only have the simple ones. And he starts to scream, I can't come home, you don't understand. My wife told me, before I go to BMG to buy, I went after. Now I can't go back home. But it was like, no, a real Lakewood story. So the kids are... He said, I had Rachmanis. I told the guy, take the keys, go to my car. I have 6. You can take 3 of them. Put 3 Pashto ones. I'm already married 20 years. Nothing will happen. All of this guy is telling me on the phone. said, I came home, I asked my kids on what to make a moitzi. And the gishmaki one, well, we had one gishmak, one posh. The gishmaki one, or better to make, and the one and the poshta one, we made a mitzvah. By me it was poshta to do on the poshta one. I came to the Zohar, I asked Abraham, can you hear Zinov Shneiman? And they told me you have to make the bracha on the gishmaki one. And Rabbi Nissim Karelis was moisif to me. Oh, that is what the guy is telling me. Why is this? It's very connected. The Rabbi Nissim told him that Stam Yama Oretz, because the mitzvah you didn't do in the Poshta ones. The mitzvah you did in the ones that you gave. He claimed, Kevin Istari Bechod a mitzvah, I will make another mitzvah in the same one. So Rabbi Nissim told him, the Poshta one that you gave is there. The Gishmaki one that you gave is already somewhere else. So the Mele, there's no Indian to make the Broche and the Poshta one. That Poshta one is not mitzvah. The mitzvah is God. The mitzvah is there. Why is Baba Aveir? Why is Baba Aveir?
Half of
Baba Aveir is not a mitzvah. So he says, I want to ask you a shayla. This is what he asked me. I want to ask you on your ma'aseh. That Rosh Hashanah and Erebach told you to give the shvacha one to your father and to make the bracha and the nicer one. And that the Gedolim told me to make the bracha and the gishmaki chalas, not on the poshta chalas. I have a kaish. As a ma'aseh, from one of the rebbes, I don't remember the name, that was a yid in the shtetl, but every year he bought the nicest esrei. The whole shul made a bracha on his esrei. One year he was about to go to the meicher to buy the esrei, and he passed the house and he heard crying and screaming. When there was almana, she didn't have money. He gave the money. He was left with a poor lotus. And he went to the store, you know, he bought from the Dalit, the Shvacha Esther that is left. And he was very happy, he saved his almana. But when he came to Sukkot, to the Bismedesh, he was all embarrassed. The whole city would normally come to bench on his Esther. So he stood in the back, he threw the talis over his head, and he was hiding his Esther. And came the time to make a bracha. And the guy was a very chashir Rebbe, I don't remember the name. The guy that took off the pishton, you know, from the Esther, to present to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says no. And the Rebbe is going back and forth, back and forth. He says, there's an esrei that shmecked from Gan Eden. And he goes back and forth, back and forth, till he stops near this person and he benches on his esrei. So Mele, he told me, this was his car. I don't know, that was the phone call from this guy. Frank, that guy. So why Reb Shmuel Zalman says to give the nice one to yourself and the shvach one to your father? You give your nice one to your father, you will shmeck Gan Eden. I gave the good echalas to Yenem. So the poshta chalas are Gan Eden. So why the Gedolim are telling me to make a moitzi? So I'm not going in now, yogirech, nishgirech, aber leinyoneinu, I want to explain. It's not negia. And the esroi is no Gan Eden. The pre-eitzodo could be, the chevtze is a nicer esroi. Gan Eden bis morgen, some people say, chobah esroi, rein from bitteltere. It's not, some people say, I don't have an esrei grain, I can't say I don't have that. But rain for bitul teira. I'm not saying that you have to mevatul teira to buy esrei grain. I'm not asking that. But I'm saying one's out. There's no musig esrei grain for bitul teira. Talis rain for bitul teira, yes. Apartment rain for bitul teira, yes. So the Shabbos rain for bitul teira, yes. Esrei is a shame esrei. You want to, learning is more important? Learning is more important. But say, yeah, my esrei is small, but it's clean from bitul teira. It doesn't make the esrei a better esrei. You will ask me a kasha from the Chasam Sefer. Is another aloha and esrei, you're not allowed to have menumo until we get to the Por Chumas. What is menumo? Menumo is meloshen namer. Namer is a tiger. You see a tiger, right? It has spots on it. Then we have a zebra. They don't have a zebra. They would say a zebra. But a tiger. So b'meile Chazal gave it the name of menumo. Miloshen nomer. Now, you have an esrei that is menumo. As a nose of psu, even that it's kosher, the hainu. The color, if you have black, the esrog is possible. So we'll get to the colors. Brown doesn't pass. The brown dot. But it's full with brown dots. So it's called menumo. A lot of times the esrog gets mishmush yodayim. You know, you start to play with the esrog and gets a mishmush yodayim. Mishmush yodayim. I paid, yes, 2 days ago, by night, I paid on the esrog a lot of money. A special moichel came to my house, convinced me, he was there for 3 hours till 3:30 in the morning, convinced me to buy an esrog. It's a beautiful esrog, cost 3,000 shekel, but there was one little dot on it that was misutik. So he touched it, and it disappeared. So I said, I know, I saw something here. He said, but now you don't see it. Back and forth, I was really tired. I said, okay. And then he says, you know, I'm giving you a chayas. If it's a problem, you can come to change. Sure, I don't give back money, but I could switch. I opened it yesterday night after the tiniest to show it to my son. And I see in that place, like brownish. Mishmush. It's called Mishmush Yodai. So I wanted to give it back. I made up with the guy tonight, 1:30, I'll give it back to him. I said, why? I said, make a toss. Now, what this one could be, it's even possible. If I go back to the beginning of this year, if that guy made a niklaf, and when he scratched out the deity, so I think the essay is possible. Not only, he claims that it's not possible, it's not nice. Touch your essay, it also happens to it. You have an orange, gets old, it gets brown. Apple, you get an apple, right? After start time, it gets brownish. It's not chosel, it's not niklaf. So it's a machlekes if it's called menumer or not. It starts to get mishpush yodayim. A lot of times during sukkahs, you see people, especially the chassidish that do real na'anuim, and they rub the esrog with the lulav near each other, b'shas na'anuim. It happens. What happens really, how it happens, it's not niklaf. You squeeze the esrog, a little bit liquid from the esrog goes out, and that liquid, that juice, dries and kills the esrog. It's not what happens to you once, if your esrog gets a bang, falls on the table. You pick it up, you wash it right away. And after a couple hours, wash it again with water, it'll be okay. If not, that juice that comes out makes the mishmush yodayim. Chasim Sefer holds, if it happened in the middle of Sukkot, it's kosher lekatchila. Why? This is the chafetz of the mitzvah. Everyone says that you did da'anuim. If it happens before Sukkot, it happened because you were looking at it, you were touching it, you were trying to fashmitz with that, that doesn't mishkin kosher. But if it happens during Sukkot, this is Tshuvas Chasim Sefer, and all the Moir Roy say it. And you see a lot of people you see in Shul, they have mishmash yodayim in their esrog. And the world is same as the Chasim Sefer, and the Chasim Sefer said that it's okay. So you'll ask me a kasha, how it's kosher. Like we said, it shows the mitzvah of a priya tzodo. Like we explained that it doesn't help Gan Eden. Don't have a priya tzodo. But the answer is that this Chasim Sefer is al derech the Chasim Ish. It's famous that a person, his suit got dirty in Shabbos. His hat got dirty in Shabbos. So he didn't clean it. And not only that, he took off his hat. Because he said it's not covered with Shabbos to go with a white hat. Chaznish told him it's the most covered Shabbos. You go with a hat with dust, and everyone sees that you're mekayim kibbutz Shabbos and you're not brushing it off. It's the grest of kibbutz Shabbos. So this is the Chasim Sefer. Now, there's a big argument, Tzivishin de Poiskim. I'm a Talmud of the Shmir Shabbos, it was a bit harder for me. But even when I sit in the Beis Roy, I say that. You have an esrog, the normal colors of the esrog is green and yellow. The beautiful color is, you know, not very yellow, not very green, greenish yellowish, merged together. This is like this is the real color. Then it's for sure. What would be you take out the S? Green, yellow, green, yellow. Mamash, like, you know, one area fest the green. Then without no proportion goes yellow, green. The Shmir Shabbos Ki Yuchoso holds that it's posul als menumel b'maris k'sheyes. He would passel. When I did shimush by him, he would passel these esroigim. Most of the Meiroiro and Klal Yisrael kasher these esroigim. They claim that posul menumel b'maris k'sheyes is like I told you, the brown from the Chasam Sefer, bletlach, all different things, if it's all menumel for maris k'sheyes. Of a yellow and green, this is the esrog. It's not called menuma. Black dots or white dots, apostle mishum hodo. This is the reason Meikar Adin the apostle all the 7 days. And the top part of the esrog, it's poisel b'mashel. And the bottom part, shtayim shalosh mekoymis, and I will explain. First, the shayla is what is the top? Every time you have to know, the higher you go in the esrog is more chomer. The head is the most chomer. Some rishonim hold, what is the choytem? Choytem is the nose. The shpitz, mamish, near the pitem, that area is the problem. Some hold, from the place that the esrog starts to curve. Normally it's around the third top. Some hold it's only at the third top. And some hold that even from the half, if it starts to get a little bit curving, it's already called the choyser. It's not the place to go in for the chassidim now to discuss. When you have a gautel, so a lot of time it already goes in and then it goes out again. So from where is the choyter? Some say from the bottom nose. This means I said some little because I'm scared to take the gavel, because they hold from the first time that the esrog starts to, it's when it becomes a nose. Then punkit goes out. Or you have a lot of time in the crooked esrog, especially in the Shemitah, you see them a lot, have a esrog. On one side, it's when it starts like this. Ke'en roi shtoyer, if you remember the sugis. An esrog like this, like a triangle. So from this side, it's already starting, the chosim is starting from here. So from where you measure the chayse? You have to understand, you're sitting like this and you're saying, no, first, to know for where to look, to know, oh, it's only, sometimes it's only the bottom part. Yeah, but this esrog, yechmeis ishklom, what is the bottom part? And again, you have to know, if you're a rov, you have to answer, kosher or pasul. You have to know that could be already a problem. Now, the shayla is, what is the shiur of nira la'inai? Most poiskim hold is like 10 centimeters, around 7 inch. You take it away from your hand, from your eyes, and you turn it like this. If you see it, it's possible. If you don't see it, it's kosher. We're speaking on the top part. The machmirim use glass, magnifying glass, to check. Why? They claim our eyes became very shvach. Or, so they hold that after you find where it is, you can see it. There's some dots that even after you take off the glass, you can't see it. But most dots, after you find it, even if you move away the magnifying glass, you will find it. You have to know, most of us don't see properly today. We have glasses. No, it is. It's a modern azad. 50% of people are have disabilities, yeah? It's mishuma, people think glass is a normal thing, yeah? If a guy has to have help in different parts of his body, he's considered to be a problem. Glass is also the problem. What I'm saying, they claim that what we daka don't see. I had one son that had a good... He would walk in the shul. He would tell me, Abba, the guy here has a black dot and his esrog on the top. People, when he would come to show, all my friends would move their esrog. Abba, a Rav, he was 5 years old. Black dot, two brown dots on his esrog. So, could be that this is what they saw in that day. I'm explaining. They claim it's not a frumkeit to look with a glass. They claim this kid could see. This is called that he could see. He doesn't have a magnifying glass in his eyes. He has healthy eyes. We don't have healthy eyes. What? The shaila is, what if the whole world becomes blind? Look, in the old days people didn't have glasses. I'm asking you a question. No one had glasses, so most people didn't see a thing. So Hashem created a world that most people don't see. Not mistaken. Gemara says in Makkos, doesn't say that most people have a problem. In our days, over 80% people have something to help their seeing. So it means even the Osmans that don't, it doesn't mean that they see properly. Now, even so, the black dots come shinui mavim. A lot of the black dots that we find in the Esrogim come from risus. Well, you say risus in English, it's what they spritz to make the Esrogim grow better. It's chemicals that they throw. What? Something like that. I don't know exactly what it is. And also, it comes from needles that get stuck in the esrog and get burned in the sun and become black. Mi'ikar adin, risus, and koitz did not passel the esrog. Only when it's black, shinui mare, the esrog changed color. Reb Nissim Karelitz Steiner's that when they do the risus, when the esrog is young, small, and it grows in the esrog, it's also considered a shinui mare. So you have to know, a lot of the black dots today are dirt and different things that get stuck in the esrog. Like someone gave me an esrog 2 weeks ago to check, and I found a black dot. And I told him, this is not from a hefker tree. This is a dot of risus. I recognize it. He said, no, it's from a hefker tree. We went to find out, they had a oitzel basin with a risus there. Again, I will not say that I will be making on that black dot. But the nafkamina will be if it's in the bottom part and it's very small. And I know that this black dot is really not a black dot. Now, even though we said it's only on the top, you have to know that sometimes three black dots on the bottom also could passel. You have to ask the Rav that child. I will just tell you in a nutshell the klal. We paskin that you make a string around the three dots that you find in the bottom. If when you make a string around the three dots, it will be less from roi vekeifo shel esrog, it doesn't passel. But sometimes three black dots in the bottom could passel also. Not like everyone thinks, oh, it's in the bottom, they don't care. Now, there's another zach that is called bletlach. What is bletlach? The word bletlach comes from Yiddish, miloshen bletl, it's a leaf. Now, be'etzen is three kinds of bletlach. Could be a bletlach from the maybe four. The esrog got a bang in the tree and got a cut from a needle, from an animal, from a bee, and the esrog started to recover. Now it's already in the middle of growing. It will not be back like an esrog. It's like when a person has a cut, the body grows a kind of scar on top of it. The bletl is the scar of the tree. If the fruit to protect himself. Now, the bletl we paskin doesn't have a din of mare lovon, even that it's white, because this is the tzur of the esrog. Now, that one that will come from that cut normally will be a heavy bletl. Meaning you could feel it by mishmush hayadayim. You have bletlach that happened from a little bang that it got from a leaf. Or the esrog was flying in the wind and got a bang. That bletlach are very light. They're almost in the same feeling as the esrei. Then you have spritzlach, like little dots. Normally they will happen from a little worm that was walking on the esrei and giving out some kind of liquid, and that dries on the esrei with the esrei. If it's not bumpy, Nahainu, maybe you can feel it lightly, but it doesn't stick out heavily, the bletel is kosher. If it's a bumpy one, you might feel like a bump out. Dear, some people are machmir al chashash chazozes. Now again, the machmirim try to find the esrek that is no bletlach in the top part. Again, two levels. I will never try anyway to take with a real bletlach. I will never take. Sometimes like mamish, like a little bletlach, you can't even see mamish. So if there will be a dot, I would be choishish to that. For that light bletlach, we're not choishish. What is the hezbel? Because the light bletlach, we look at them like they're part of the esrog. The heavier that the bletel is, we choishish that is called also chazozis al gabov, that it passes. Rabbi Azriel Oyerbach says, I think b'shem Rabbi Eliashi, that it's better a little bit bletlach and a nice esrog from these people that come to shul with that little yeshivish esrog. The mamish doesn't look like a shape, but it's clean completely. Now, as a machlekes, what would it be if you have a black dot on the bletel? There's a bletel, and on the bletel you have a black dot. I had mamish tonight a story, one of the choshim in Gilead and Yeshiva bought one of the mechirot here. Beautiful essay, but he had a bletel, and he had a black dot on the bletel. So he went to return it. So first he went to one group of rabbanim to tell him it's only a bletel. So I written on the box. So he went to the other group. So for sure, for sure, for sure. And they switched it. The ma'ez it's a machlekes. Now, as another zach that you have a lot of time, Shishamte. You have a pitem, it's a piece of wood that sticks out on top of the esrog. On top of that, you have a flower that is called Shishamte. And the Shishamte, if you have a black dot, it's not a problem. What happens if you have on the stick of the pitem a black dot? The esrog, the pitem, and here's the Shishamte. Shishamte is okay. And the stick. Reb Chaim said that it's okay. A lot of poskim hold that it's not okay. If it's a pitem that is made from wood, it's kosher. If it's made from the meat, from the basal, it's called besari, flesh. If it's the same material of the esrog, the pitem is, then we say it has the halacha like the esrog. Sometimes you have an esrog that the pitem is really a piece of wood. Then it doesn't pass. Where you had a pitum and the pitum fell off, a lot of time it gets black. Chaim Kanievsky says that it's kosher. Now, I want to tell you, because this year people cannot be machmir on it, but it's kedai to know it. It's two minhagim. Chassidus she'olam only take an esek with a pitum. An esek on a pitum they don't touch. The Litvike, a lot of people take an esek without a pitum. What is the machlikas? The Mishnah state, nita la pitom, if the pitom goes off, posuk. Oy mishum choser, or it's not hodo. Zog de ramo. The kol ze shehoyo loy pitom venofal. Aval godal beloy pitom kosher. Vecheinu roi vesroigim emedinezu. So if they had a pitom and it fell, it's posuk. Zog de Ramo, but if it grew without a pitem, kosher. V'chein roi v'sroigim v'medinasei. So why the Litvisher took without a pitter? Became as a Litvisher zach over the years to take without a pitter. They said it's very hard to get with a pitter. If someone has a pitter, obviously it's nishken esrog. It's murkev. What the fruit that is very similar to esrog is lemon. In our days, they became very smart. You take like a lemon juice, you know, very. No, they take out from the lemons. They're very strong, like conscious mamish, very high percent of real tif, and they just give a shot to the esrog. No moshiach can find it. Two good shots to the esrog, or the esrog become very strong. If you went to the paradising to pick, you saw the esrog trees. They have to build around them like a frame that it's like a grape. He doesn't have a koyach to stand the tree. So he doesn't have power. This is the reason the Litvisher was scared to take with a Peter. Lemay said the world changed. America went to a war in Vietnam, and when they were trying to kill the people there, from the planes they were sending a kind of gas, and one of the areas there was a sorghum tree. And after the gas that they sent there, all the trees took out pitvin. And they realize that this kind of chemical gives the tree, and they use it now in all the Esrogim fields, and everyone started to get pitmim, chazanish. Amor was never chazanish with a pitim. Everything started to grow pitmim. Not only that, because the Metzia says that everything has pitmim today, if you have an esrog without a pitim, today you're very worried. Maybe it fell. Not only that, if you go to the field, the Metzia says today, every esrog in the world has a pitter. No esrog grows. Ramos says, "Lachem roiv esrogim v'medinas elu." You go to the tree, you look. All of the esrogim have pitter. This is the Metzia. Zog the Chazon Ish. But if it falls on the tree, it's also good. Even if it dries and it falls when you cut it off, it's also good. Rebbe Eliashiv holds only if it falls when it's very small on the tree. Now I'm telling you, I spoke to my friends today. They went to pick a soygin. The soygin were big, and every time when they walked in between the tree, the pitmim will fall. If Rebbe Eliashiv, it's a posele. So this is the reason people start to be machmir to take pitmim. A. B. The Goyen brings a raya that if it grew without a pitim, it's kosher. State, nitlo pitmosoi kosher. Nitlo. And the Goyen says, v'chein das harambam yuredei esimenu. What is the Rambam? An animal that has only one lung. It's a treifer, right? You know, you have two lungs. What would be if it was born with only one lung? Was created with one lung. Zog the Rambam, it's kosher. Nitlo areyo. Zog the Ramah, b'mokim hefset. You could say mechan the Rambam betreifes. If it was born with one lung, you could eat the animal. Zog the world. So the Ramah and the Shach Paskin, and only b'mokim hefset will rely on the Rambam. The same Ramah said, V'chen rov esroigim medinas elu. In his days, most of the esroigim did not have a pitem, so it was b'shas efsir. But if the Metzias changed that you could buy esroigim with pitmim, maybe the Ramo would never be maker. This is really the Eishel Avram Buchacha already is oimed on this already. Avad is murchesh boinus. But this is the reason that a lot of the Bnei Teire, even the Litvisher, started back to take an esrog with a pitim. Also, another reason to say, we said without a pitim is two reasons that it's possible. Chosa, and it's not hodo. So they say, why if roib medina seilu is kosher? Because I think the esrog a kushi is possible, but in kush it's kosher. If all the esrogim grow today without a pitim, it's no chisorim and hodol not to have a pitim. If the Metzias is not like that. you want to ask her to repeat them, you could get one, right? This is the mitzvah. So it could be, it's possible. We are makbid at lekatchila that the esrog will have 100 gram. Meikar adim is 55 is enough, but we makbid that will have 100 gram. Lulav. The lulav has to be 40 centimeters. I want to make it clear that people will not have a mistake. The 40 centimeters are from the first leaf that you start to use. You're holding a lulav. Right? In the beginning you have a wood, then you have the leaves start to come out. You start to count from the place of the first leaf coming out. You have a lulav. Lamazag, in the first 5 inch, there's nothing happening. Then the leaves start to come out. From the first leaf, till the end of the shedra, at where the tiyomis comes out. The tiyomis doesn't count in the shear. You have to have in the branch of the lulav 40 centimeters. Lekatchile, you have to have that from the leaf that you start to count, under him will be 2 more leaves. Now, the middle leaf is called a tiyomis. The tiyomis has to be closed, like we'll see in a second. Sometimes you have 2 tiyomis. Most people use it. The frum people do not use 2 tiyomis. Shita Saraiva, the 2 tiyomis is a problem. Again, Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down this raivet. It's a chumra yaseir not to use 2 tiyomis. Meikar adin, if it's open till roiv, it's kosher. I know. If the middle leaf that is made from 2 leaves is split till half, it's kosher. Like at Chilu the Mishnah Berurah says, only a tefach, v'yesh machmirim b'mashu. Zog de sharatzim, aber at tefach, you don't have to bench on someone else's. Now, why it's possible b'mashu if it's open a little bit on top? The Ritva said, because soifoy lihi posach al yedei ha'na'anui. It's about to open al yedei ha'na'anui. Came with Solyanka Fisher and said, so you could take crazy glue and stick it together and then it will not open. If it's open b'mashu, just glue it together. Some soichim do it. Nowadays you don't have to do it, there's enough good at lulavim as that part. Some rabbonim say not to add. Now, Meikar Adin is only in the first day. Rabbi Kivayga says in all the days you have to be makbid to have it close. Now, one of the shailas that even when you learn Mishnah Berurah you will not know, and this is Be'etzem, I want the Ktzora to tell you what to look in for a lulav. Lulav is a much harder thing to know from an esrog. That's what everyone knows, it has to be clean and look good. Yeah, it's hard to find. What are we looking in for in a lulav? We said the middle leaf has to be closed. That I think every kid knows, right? The middle leaves have to be closed. What happens, and happens in a lot of the lulavim, the leaves finish like this. They're closed, but one is a bit lower from the other one. Or lower or narrower. The Hainu, they're not mamish double. The Poiskim never spoke about it. Chaim Kanievsky tied is that the Chazanish, he never saw that the Chazanish was bothered with that. Close is close. My Shver Zokter Rebel Yashi says it's a Gemore. Solik Bechad Hutze Posu. In that area, it's Solik Bechad Hutze. They say b'shem shemazam and Ayabach that you go lefi roiv. If it's roiv, it's kosher. If it's not roiv, it's not kosher. Rebbe Yashi was very machmir. I think they say they showed him once. He said if it's 2 millimeters, a bit lower, you can be making. Some say he said even 3. Some say even he said 3.5. And that is one of the things that is very hard to find. completely. One tiyomis, close completely, and covering the oilech and the oilecha. Now, another thing is, niktam, that the top is not chopped. The Mishnah Berurah says that niktam is posul mitzad hodo. It's not nuts. The Mele Hittayim is, if it's not Nirelai Naim, it's okay. And Bris, they were very choishish. Other than they hold that it's mitzad pekichatamo, they mamish wanted to be till the top. And as a simon, if you take a magnifying glass and you look at the edge of the leaf, it's like a little hole. Like a little bat. You go to the edge, you look here with a times 20, like a whole neighborhood, you could go in here. Heavy leaf has it. The edge of the leaf that looks pointy, in the point is a whole circle you could go into. You have to know how to find it, but shimush of 20 minutes normally you already get to know it. And the mamash could see if it's chopped or not. Because if it's chopped, when you cut the leaf in the middle, there's no circle. The way it's created has a circle inside. Then, a lot of times, has a koitz. The leaf finishes like with a little brown, I'm not speaking about kara, like a little pointy. If that breaks, it's okay. Now, what if you have two tiyomis, and you're not choishes to the shittas, and one of them broke? Two tiyomis, one is broken, one is not broken. Shnebu says that it's okay. Chaznish is machmir. Now, there's another sack that is called hemnik. A lot of Bachim don't know what it is. Hemnik, this is hemnik really, what we call the day V. Now, for sure, if the lulu looks like this, the kula al metz pasu. The hemnik is like this. What is the difference? I said split me ikaradin till roi viskosha. Tefach. Mashu, right? Hemnik, afilu b'mashu is posul midairais. If the lulav finishes like this, and a lot of lulavim, you see it. The mamish completely closed almost, but like a natural. If, take two of your fingers. If you take now two fingers, put them near each other, you'll find a hemnik on top. Only if you go like this, but I'm saying if you go straight. This is if the lulav looks like two fingers together, you have a hemnik posul kulav. And a lot of bochum don't know. Oh, it's closed completely. No, it's a hemnik. Shmir Shabbos was very machmir about it. Yovish. If the lulav is yovish, it's posul. Meikar adin has to be that roiva olim yevesh. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, if the leaf of the tiyomis is dry, it's possible. How much? Lekatchila, if roiva of the leaf is dry, it's possible. I'm sorry. Meikar adin, if roiva is dry, it's possible. The Mishnah Berurah says afilu b'mashu. Now, here's again what we call the briskel ulov. What is called yovish? The Ramo says yovish means it's dry, that if you take your nail and you scrape it, it will become like a powder. Okay, it almost never happens. Shabu says if it's dry, white, that's also considered yovish. A lot of times you see, especially in the lulavi that we have here in Eretz Yisrael now, and sukkahs, they become, the edge becomes white. I go in shul, I take lulavim, they're pasul. Why? These lulavim were picked bederech klal 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And they're in fridges the whole time. The old days was not so much Jewish people, and it was not so much lulavim. They cut it and they brought it to the market. Today they cut millions. And then they start to set them and put them, everything in cost of water, rabbonim packed, rabbonim, all that is months, it's months of work. Now these things, they stay, you buy them today, now you don't have a fridge, like they have these cold rooms, they start to dry, it could be possible. to check. Until here it's good. What happens when you take a lulav, it's brown at the top? What happened? It didn't dry, it got burned in the sun. Why it got burned in the sun? We thought Rosh Hashanah, when you walk on the street, you know exactly what's considered hot. The lulav is standing there in the tree. He has a pointy edge pointing to top. The sun is burning it. We paskin me'ikar adin, it's not yavish. Yavish is white. This is green that is burned. And brisk, there were choishes that it's called yavish. And they wanted a lulav that is green till the top. Close, shove, green till the top. This is what we call briske lulav. Now, in our days, they have the deris. What happened was, the people that are working in the field realized that a lulav is a better business for Maestro. And they take care of the lulavim, not less than the esrogim. They have thousands and thousands of trees of lulavim that are not made for dates. Not only that, they take off the dates. They want all the power to go to, in the old days it was dates. And you came and you cut, you know, this tree sucked on all the koiches. And if it's very sunny, they have things they put over on top. And these are what they call the deri lulavim. It's a much better quality of a lulav. You almost really don't remember the Azul lulav, the Elarish. I remember when we were kids, the Deri lulav, you could have got one out of it. And the market was like hundreds, thousands of, from Egypt. They just went, they had, you know, in Sinai, they had all of the trees of the Tmorim, and they would just chop them, and bring trucks. They would not even check with you. You would go to the Arab, you would pay him $100, he would give you $200, then you looked inside, you tried to find one good one. That's the way it worked. And that was like this, okay, this is us, the Briskelulov. Today, Lemaise, all of these places, but someone showed me tonight, two Lulovim he bought. Aleph Aleph, from one of the vads, I don't want to go. So they were very nice, both of them were brown on top. Not mischayef for briske lulav. There is another zach in the lulav that is called knepel. In the lashon of Chazal, it's called kachta. What is a knepel? The middle leaf bends. So, for understanding this halacha, I will skip a second and I'll go to another halacha and I'll go back. The halacha is a lulav has to be straight. The most hidu. Yosher kesharvit, straight like a ruler. Sharvit is really the stick of the king. But in our days, we call a ruler as the straight thing. Take the lulav. If it goes to the right, goes to the left, it's possible. If it goes towards you, it's kosher. What I mean towards you? Every time you could turn it towards you, yeah? You take the lulav, the way you hold it during davening, that the shiny part of the lulav is towards you. Right? The stick. Not the leaf side, the stick side. If that side is bending towards you, it's okay. If it goes to the left or the right, how much goes left to the right is possible? Some say, kikeshes. Mamish. That is the psuk. Some say less. The Mishavua brings down, Leketchile yikach yosher kesharvit. Leketchile take straight like a sharvit. Leketchile you take one that is straight like a sharvit. Lemaisa we pass in that if it's not nikar, it's only a little bit, it's kosher. But you have to know this is one of the things that you have to check. Open a little bit is kosher. Crooked could be possible. The felt is different. It's closed, they don't look even. Some guys say they don't even know how to look at the look. They're not in the business. That's good. Now, I'm going back to the knepel, to the kafta. Some chassidim only take a knepel. The Rosh to the knepel. He said, why? It never opens. He knows it's not niktam. He knows it's not yovish. It's completely good. The Ran said, it's bent. Like the lulav can't be bent to the left, to the right. When the leaf is bent, it also has a aloche like it's bent. Has the same problem like it's bent. The Litvishel Maisa don't take it. Again, if you're stuck in a place, you can make a bracha. Reb Nissim Karelitz holds, and then I saw, Sunday I saw, someone has like a big powder, so we love him. So I was going over to love him, beautiful to love him, but they had like a, we call it a baby knepel. The top of the leaf is b'mashehu bends. It's kosher, again, it's not brisket lulav. B'mashehu. Normally when you see that, it's a festa lulav. Because again, first I can explain to you, the point is against the sun. And not only that, because the lulav grows like this, it becomes in the end schach. So the leaf has a naturally teva to open. When it's a knepo, it will never open. So it's closed completely, it's very strong. Even if you could take a baby knepo, but you have to be makbid that not all of the leaves have it. If like 10 leaves have baby kneplach, don't take them. Because some sheet is old, one leaf is not called kofu. But if it's more than one leaf, it's called kofu. Wadu b'ktsoa adasim. Adasim, you have to have 30 centimeters of meshulash. Like at chile, all of the 30 centimeters has to be meshulash. We count from the bottom leaf till the end of the wood. Rabbi Siaga Fisher has made to count from before the leaf. Right, you have 30 centimeters. We count from the bottom leaf. He counts from the bit of wood before the leaf. Now, Hadassim, to explain Baal Peh, it's very hard, but in a nutshell, I will tell you. We have to have the three leaves coming out from one place. Now, it's very hard. They don't come out from one side, they come out from the three sides of the Hadass, come out three leaves. Shmuzaman Erbach holds, you can have Chuta Makif. But you have all these things that we get today, Aleph, 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 what you got, are considered Chut HaMakif. What does Chut HaMakif mean? Trying to explain it. Lamazan, we'll look in the ceiling here, we have these mics. 1, 2, 3. It's air conditioner. 1, 2, 3. Yeah? They really come exactly from the same place, right? They, when the people built it, they took out couple inches from this side, it's even, right? Everyone comes in even. The best thing would be, you have a dasim, from three sides, the leaf come out even. That never happens. But chuta makif will mean, lamazog and this one here will be a little bit closer to me. The last one will be a bit closer to you. But we could have a string that will meet all of these three. They have a place where all of them are meeting together. It's a chut that could be in all of the three together. That's also called mishrush. The bigger kula is that this one meets this one and that one meets this one. They don't meet each other before. Is that what I'm saying? Again, we could move this 2 inches towards me, and that one 2 inches, but the string in the middle will meet all the three. You could move this one 10 inches to here, and that 10 inches to there. These last two will never meet each other. but they have the middle one that they meet. Now, the people that go to check Hadassim themselves, they mamish check that all of it goes out at the same time. The Maisa, all of these places, we have Chuta Makif. Now, the Katzchila, 30 centimeters of Chuta Makif, but the Evet Roiv, the Hainu Roiv of the Hadassim HaMeshulash. We'll go weiter. Lekatchile, and I saw that the Hadassim that they sold today, I think in Vada Rabbonim or Kupa Sahir, had them, that the every leaf will meet the top leaf. Like this, see? If you take all the leaves and you stick them to each other, you will only see green. Not that the leaves will not reach the bottom of the other leaves. It's kosher. But this is a chumre in Hadassim. There's another chumre in Hadassim that the leaves will not be broken. And you have full leaves. There's a very big brisk chumre that the top of the tree, the top of the branch, if the Hadass, will be brown and not green. Understand what I'm saying? A lot of the Hadassim, the bottom is brown, it's wood. The top already, the material of the branch is not wood. The brisk is a makbid that it will be wood till the top. Why? They say, this is the way Hadass. This is a wood and this is leaves. If it's not a wood till the top, it's not Hadass. Now, some people are making, again, I'm not going into it, that they have shiur meshulosh, but it's not together. They have two tfochim meshulosh. One tree is not good, but then they have another two tfochim that are good. They hold that if I have shiur shulosh, even if I have a hafsoke in the middle, it's okay. Now, you have to know, what I'm talking now is when you buy the Hadassim. Later, if some leaves fall, it stays kosher. Katchile, you have to have all of them. Well, just one more minute, we'll do the Aroves B'Ktzoro. A lot of people are mezazel in the Aroves. It's connected to Rishoyim. The Chumus and Aroves is, the first Chumus is called Lavluv. What is Lavluv? That the end of the Arova finishes with a leaf coming out the branch. When you buy today, you will see some packages says on it Lavluv, some packages does not say on it Lavluv. We are machmer lekatchile to buy aroves that have a Lavluv. Why? Also it's nicer, and also like this we know that it's not mikta. Now, you Americans, you will not be aware of the Israeli aroves. Americans, the aroves are very strong. The Israeli aroves are very, very weak. Arove, after 3 days, the leaves become so tired and they start to fall like this. You pick up the branch, all of the leaves are leading to the bottom. And the American aroves, most of the American aroves, the leaves are standing. Like when you buy flowers. You know, when you buy flowers after a week, what happens to the flowers? This is what happens after a day to the Israeli aroves. If they mamish falling, not leaning down, falling, some people hold you not yet. Not only the leaves become weak, after a couple days, and I'm linear promising you, Kimat, you will see it in shul, look around, the aroves of your friends near you will be bending down completely. Could be you're not yet. So it's better to change them, that they will be fresh. Or at least to tie them up. Now, like a tchil is the Indian to have all of the leaves, even that the Gemara says that it's not ma'akev, to have all the leaves and to have shleimi. Now, another problem in Arabas that is very, very much, that is also in America, but more in El Tisrael, because the Arabas are weak. Yovish is possible. A lot of times you come to shul, you could hear how the Arabas is the guy near you, is squishing. A lot of times I go in shul with packages and I ask people to change. I think only to put a tefillin in the kaisel is a mitzvah. The guy near you doesn't have a chovas. It's a crazy house. The guy near me, he buys an esrog for $1,000, a lulav for $300, the box of esrog for $5,000, and he doesn't have a chovas. He doesn't have a chovas. So I didn't know how to tell him that. So I asked him if he's against kiruv. And a chovas is going to get a rishoyim. So if he's so against kiruv, not taking care of the arovas. Now, if when you touch the arovas, they crumble, they become like powder, it's possible. But if it's green, and I'm saying like this, I don't want to be moitzilaz. I mean, if I'm saying now, most of clients are whenever you eat arovas. Some people hold that if it's green, even if it becomes powder, it's not called yovish. Now I'll explain. And the lulav, the only time that the lulav, when you would touch him, he would become powder when he was white, dry. Arovas, what happens to them after 3 days? They become so dry, you touch it, and it finishes. The Primigonim has a tzad that it's possible. Reb Nissim Karelli Stein is not. It's not dry. If you put it in water for 3 days, it will become back as amazing. A lulav, when it's white and dry, you can't mechay amazing. For sure, like a tchila, you have to be machmir, that if they dry, that they could crumble, even at the green, to be machmir, not to use them. But I'm saying, to say me foolish that the guy near you is not yaitze, that you have to know. Now, this year, they're very busy with pictures with Chaim Kanievsky and Vada Habonims, that is a chumah to have a harvest that grow near a river, that no one waters them, and they only grow from the river. And they manage to find them, and now they're all busy selling them this year. You see a big sign, Avi Nachal Mimayim Levat,